Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to episode 17 of BCR Radio, and I'm your host, Randy Perm, with my lovely and beautiful co-host, April Perm.
Hey.
And tonight, we would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there in the world. And, this weekend is Mother's Day, and once again, be safe out there.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Fathers, husbands, dads, men, you know, make sure you treat your woman that may be a mother, even if they're not a mother and they'll potentially be a mother one day. Make sure you treat them treat them nice this weekend, you know, take them out to dinner or something like that, you know. So, but April has a
Well, happy Mother's Day to everyone, and not so much that I agree with what Randy just said, because Mother's Day is for mothers, so if they may potentially be a mother one day, if they're not pregnant, then Mother's Day isn't for them. You should always take the time to let your loved one know that you love them and always show them appreciation, whether it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day. It can be any day. It can be February 10th. That was just a random day. My Mother's Day weekend is off to a great start. I cannot complain. I guess I was in a lot of people's thoughts, and I am truly honored and thankful a lot. But that kind of makes me feel a little odd, because Randy just said potential mothers. So it leads me to ask the question.
Let me clarify.
Okay.
When I say potential mothers,
mm-hmm.
men, you know how we are. You know, you see that woman, you say, she's going to be the mother of my children one day.
Did you guys say this?
Yes, we do. So, you know where I'm getting at. Let's not act brand new today. You know, we grown folk here, you know, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. So, all right. Go ahead, continue. I'm not going to explain myself no more.
You've already explained yourself. You're stepping further in it. No, that's not the way that this works. Okay, either you're a mother or you're not. And at the end of the day, what is really a mother? Because, I mean, just because you have a child doesn't mean that you're a mother. And just because you have no children doesn't mean that you're not a mother to somebody else's children. So what actually makes a mother? I mean, there's a lot of piece of crap mothers out there. And no, I don't believe that they get to enjoy this day or that anyone should go out of their way to make anything special for them. Because if you're not doing your job and your duties or your responsibility of being a mother, then no, you should not enjoy the privilege of being honored for a duty that you're not even feeling. I mean, that's like going to work and getting paid for a job that you don't even do. You just do nothing. You just go there, you show up, and you do nothing, and they still pay you. No, you don't deserve this type of honor and privilege to be celebrated on Mother's Day if you are not doing the duties and the responsibilities that it takes to be a mom. And that would include stuff like being selfless, putting your children first, putting your family first, looking out for the best interests of your children, even if it's not the best interest of yourself. Now, that's a big thing because, you know, there's a lot of things that a mother can do that would probably be in their best interest, but it's not the best interest of their children. So it takes someone saying, you know, hey, I'm going to sacrifice this for my children. If you don't do the whole duty of being a mom, I'm sorry, I don't believe that they get to celebrate this day. I just don't. And I'm not the greatest mom. I'll throw that out there. I'm not the greatest mom. Pretty damn good. Not the greatest.
I got nothing.
You have nothing. Why don't you tell me? Except,
to caveat on what you said.
Okay.
And I actually thought about this earlier today. And I wrote it down that, you know, I said, you know, this weekend's Mother's Day. What resonates with me to honor my wife, who is a mother? And I kind of took it to Google, and I kind of like flipped through the Bible and everything else, just trying to find something to, I guess, validate my train of thought that I was carrying.
Mm-hmm.
And so it brought me to Proverbs 31, chapter 31, 10 through 30. And it actually lays out, it kind of like gave a description of what the roles and the responsibilities of a mother should be and what embodies and encompasses a mother.
Okay.
Slash wife. And so, and then it took me, then I thought about, you know, when we was in church last Sunday and a pastor was preaching and everything else, and he kind of touched on, you know, the roles and responsibilities of both a mother and father to their children. So that flipped me over to Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 25.
Oh, you were all in the Word, weren't you?
I was. And so, I just thought about all these things, and I culminated with, okay, you know, as we look over our life together,
mm-hmm.
and as we raise our 6 children, and for those out there in America or Facebook world and BCR, Blog Talk Radio, we are a blended family of 6 children. So,
mm-hmm.
we do it a lot.
20 all the way down to 12.
12, yes, 20 to 12. So we have that spectrum of craziness in our household. So I thought about it, I was like, as a mom who has to deal with me being gone a lot, you know, overseas, traveling, doing the things that I do to provide,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the family and everything mm-hmm. else, we actually, men, that's in the same position that I am in, you know, the military and things of that nature, just being a productive member of society, I just put it like that. You moms, you wives, you deal with a lot. And we do not appreciate that enough. And it's not to say that the men don't do a lot and we're not appreciated, we don't feel appreciated. I'm not saying that. I'm not taking away from that. What I am saying is the impact that a woman has to deal with, it can essentially be much greater, because when you look at it on a medical perspective, even that baby that's in you as it's growing,
this could get sticky.
This could be, but that baby that's in you growing,
mm-hmm.
is actually turning your insides and everything and squishing them and turning into a 45-degree angle so it can have growth.
Do you all hear this?
And then you have to go through the pain.
Do you all
of
hear
pushing
that?
This.
I had to explain this to him
this big,
several times.
Big-ass baby out of your body.
mm-hmm.
You know, and we as men, we don't really get into all that. We don't think about all that on a regular basis. And we should. Fathers, think about these things on a regular basis. When you look at the mother of your children, you say, wow, I put you through a lot. These kids put you through a lot. Before they even got a chance to even talk, walk, do whatever.
Before they even got a chance to take a breath on their own.
Yes. They have already put you through a lifetime of just wowness. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, and I want to say thank you to all the moms out there. And this is being serious. I want to thank all the mothers out there for providing life. Yes, men and the fathers, we take part in that as well, but you're the ones that ultimately carry through the whole entire process.
Mm-hmm.
We were just part of it for 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
You know what I mean. Sometimes 30 seconds. It all depends on who you are. But, you know, anyway, I'm going to keep it clean. It's a family show. So, but nonetheless.
Ladies, if it's 5 minutes or 30 seconds, you might want to rethink bringing a life into the world. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that because it is a family show.
Anywho,
but speaking of which, honey.
Yes.
As part of my Mother's Day gift, can you do me a favor?
I don't know.
Can you fix that for me, please?
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you.
Screen mode, Peter likes to freeze up.
So, thank you to all the moms, and like I said, you know, just really, really sit back and think about what makes a mom, and, you know, just because you have children does not mean that you're a mother, and just because you don't have children does not mean that you're not a mother. I know several people who have no children whatsoever, and they are wonderful mothers to their adopted family. And when I say adopted, I mean legally. I mean people that they've taken on as family. So just keep that in mind. And when you go around and tell someone Happy Mother's Day, actually mean it. If you know that they're a POS mom, don't say it. I mean, it is what it is. And maybe if you put them on blast, maybe they'll do better, and next year they'll get a Happy Mother's Day from you. Okay.
Fam, I do not endorse. I do not endorse putting people on blast because they're a piece of crap mom or dad. So
you, That's the problem with society today. If you put them on blast, maybe they'll do better.
What we do, April, is we mentor. We teach, coach, and mentor.
First, we put them on blast. Hey, you're a POS mom, so let me show you this is what you should do.
Okay,
hey, you're
fine,
not a good dad, so let's
fine.
Try this.
All right, fine. Move right along.
Anyway, so...
Move right along.
So, okay, all right, fine.
Off the mom thing,
because, you know, being a mother, it encompasses so much. One of the things that we all want to see as parents, not even just a mother, but as parents, is our children grow up to be successful, hopefully one day graduate from college and go on to be better things. Now, imagine if your mother, and of course you want these things for your child, and you were invited to go and speak at a college at their graduation ceremony,
mm-hmm.
and these children that you can kind of identify with a little, maybe not totally, but, you know, you have children and you want to, this is a great day, they're graduating, and in the middle of your speech, because you were invited as a guest speaker, they turn their backs on you. You know who I'm speaking about?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to fill us in?
Yep. So, at, McLeod Bethune College down in Florida, Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education,
mm-hmm.
was invited to speak at their commencement ceremony this week. And these students, and it's a historically black university,
mm-hmm.
HBCU for those that don't. Well, anyway, so she, as she was speaking and, you know, talking, she started getting booed. And the students actually stood up almost in unison. Maybe it was orchestrated. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it.
I think it was orchestrated.
It could have been because, I mean, everything looked pretty synchronized.
Yeah, it was.
And they started booing, and they stood up, and they turned their backs on her. And the president of the university had to basically throw out a threat, warning, whatever you want to call it, and let's see.
It wasn't a threat. He said, stop this nonsense.
Yeah.
Or we're
going to end the graduation, and you'll be mailed your diplomas. Now, here's the thing. I get it that, you know, they signed petitions and everything else saying they didn't want her
66,000.
There. 66,000 petitions were signed that they didn't want her there. I get it. I understand. I do. And so when you're sitting in a graduation ceremony, your graduation ceremony, that is your affirmation in life, or at that moment in your life, that you have accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
And you dread it through, whether it was 2 years, four associates, 4 years, 6 years, whatever the case, bachelor's, master's, so on and so forth. You dread it through that time period to sit there and listen to somebody speak for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. You know, it just depends. I've been to several graduate ceremonies. Matter of fact, my university is having one tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I will not be able to make it, but anyway. So I listen to all these speeches and everything, and the purpose is they're inviting someone that may actually do, the university sometimes do this intentionally. They bring in somebody that is opposite of your spectrum of viewpoints,
mm-hmm.
to give you, to shed, you know, the hopefully impart something onto you that you're open enough to receive and say, wow, I didn't see it that way. Wow, I didn't think of it that way. Because if you bring in somebody that thinks and acts just like you, you're not really walking away with anything from that ceremony because those are things that you already knew.
Right.
So I say all that to say this. The students, I'm not going to say they were wrong, I'm not going to say they were right. What I'm going to say is they should have been a little bit more open and receptive to receiving the speech and being respectful. Even if they didn't clap at the end, they should have been just, you know, still respectful in the fact of not only her position, but the fact that she did take the time out to agree to come and, you know, impart some wisdom, because at the end of the day, she's in that position to where she can impart wisdom. Whether, you know, you agree with that wisdom or not, that's immaterial, because, hell, you're just now starting off in life in the first place, because you're graduating to get into the position where she's at one day. You're not even there yet. You're not even in a position to have an opinion. Basically, that's what it really boils down to, is you're not even in a position in life to make a decision on whether or not you want to listen to somebody or not. Once you get there and say, you know what you're saying is I don't agree with and I'm not going to listen to you, when you're there, then you can say, okay, you know what, I don't have to listen to this because I already have my thing going on. You're not even there yet.
I can see where you're going at this. So this is what I'm going to say to that. And I've been reading some of the comments that we are receiving on our Facebook. So one thing that I want to say is this. Number one, you treat people the way that you want to be treated. So whether or not I agree with what the person is saying, whether or not I can stand the person, one thing that I will do is I will show respect to that person. And I would, in turn, ask them to show me the same respect. So for them to stand up and turn their back on her, whether or not they agreed with what she was saying, that was disrespectful. That's number one. Number two, only a fool would end some type of relationship before it ever begins, because you never know. You could turn up being an internship, or having an internship in her office, and as soon as she sees what college you came from, oh, yeah, that's the freaking college that turned their back on me. Okay, yeah, no, next. Get the next application. Only a fool would it's all about networking. So that was dumb once again. Number three. Most of the time, I'm sorry, I gotta be blunt.
I gotta be blunt.
It's me.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Number three, it was dumb because do you know how many times you have guest speakers? And understand, it's not about the guest speaker at your graduation. If you put all this money into going to college, all this time and all this effort to getting your degree and actually completing successfully, it's not about who's speaking on your day. It's about, I did it. Let me walk across the stage and get my pictures to show everyone I did it, and I'm out. Someone made a great point, which was they mail it to you anyway. You just walk across with a blank, an empty sleeve, take your picture. It's a photo op. It's nothing but for show, and we know it's for show because it's to honor all the hard work that
you
done.
Right.
So it's not about the speaker. Look, lady, hurry up, get your speech over, and let's go.
And not to cut you off before that comment rolls off the screen there by, I believe that was Rodney that said that, you know, they should not have brought her there in the first place. You know, I would say that's a subjective thought, that they should not have brought her there. I mean, I don't see why not, you know.
Well, first off, once again. Who can say, you know what, when I graduated from college, the Secretary of the Education Department was my guest speaker. So I don't care if you like her or not.
Yeah, you didn't even have to put an name on it.
That title alone gives you an advantage point, period. So, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, we can agree to disagree, but at the same time, it was really unfortunate because all you did was end up taking away from your graduation day because you had to be threatened. Watch this. I want so badly to prove a point. As soon as the president of the college comes on and says, if you don't stop this nonsense, then your degrees will be mailed to you and the ceremony will end, guess what you did? You turned around and you sat your ass down. So you can walk across the stage to get your degree. Who got punked in the end? I'm just saying, it didn't even have to go there for this. You should just listen to the speech. Gotcha. It wasn't about her. It was about you showing everyone that you graduated. So, I mean, you know, okay.
I agree.
We'll let it go.
So speaking of getting sat down, Director Comey, James Comey.
No. Speaking of backs being turned on you.
Yeah.
Trump turned his back on somebody.
On Comey, yes, this week. Now, this was a great firestorm, and it's unfortunate that we spent a lot of time on the boss debacle. But so Comey got fired this week. The FBI director James Comey got fired this week, and he didn't see it coming. No one saw it coming, to be honest. But I kind of knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of it was a matter of when it was going to happen.
Right.
And when he got fired, thank you, Rodney. But when he got fired, it created a lot of a storm on Capitol Hill, and a lot of people think that he did it. That President Trump fired Comey to try to put a stop to the Russian probe and everything else. When in actuality, it's not like James Comey himself was doing the investigation. No, there's teams and other staffers and whatnot that are doing the investigation, calling around, flying around, and doing all that jazz. So, ineffectually speaking,
okay,
it didn't
do anything. I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying so hard not to laugh. I wish you would not have brought this one up tonight.
Why?
Because, Randy, prior to Trump being president, he said over and over again that he didn't think James Comey should be the head of the FBI. This was way back when. He has made it publicly clear that he's never thought that he should be the head of the director of the FBI.
Right.
And it really baffled me when Comey was like, oh, okay, yes, I would love to work for you, President Trump. I'm like, do you know this man hates you to a fiber? Like, he really hated him. So I can't say that I didn't see that one coming, but okay.
Yeah, and I got that. And so, you know, let's lay down a few tracks here. The Clinton server ordeal, the Russia claims, the wiretapping claims, the incognito Clinton and Lynch, you know, conversation on the plane in Arizona, you know, so there was a lot of things.
I'm really cracking up, babe. I really am, like, cracking up because
I'm cracking up because
Comey was so embedded up to his neck with Hillary Clinton. And so, with that being said, what did you expect was going to happen? First off, Trump's signature move is you're fired. Okay, we said he's been holding true to your fire, okay?
True.
Period. If you're going to take anything serious about him, just know that he will fire you. Not only that, what did you think was going to happen when Hillary just came out just a few days ago doing speeches again, talking about, oh, I understand why I lost now. I won't make that mistake again. Do you honestly think Trump is going to give her anything to run on? Because that would be his major competition.
Right.
Usually the Republican Party, if it's a Republican president, they'll, you know, either party, they'll stick with whoever's already in office. So his major competitor is now Hillary Clinton, now that she's wanting to run for the third time now. Okay, so why would he even let her? He's about to break her down before she can even get some fuel
to go. And I agree. I don't know. So, but I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, the firing of James Comey was an inevitable thing, and it should not have been a surprise to anyone. And for those media, the mainstream media pundits that are making a big stink about it and saying, "Oh my God, well, you know, what are they doing, and what are they trying to hide and everything else?" There's nothing being hidden. Since day one of Trump being sworn in, President Trump being sworn in.
But I can honestly say that both Republicans and Democrats both agreed that Comey needed to be
gone anyway.
Gone.
And not only that, but since day one, they have not been able to prove that President Trump has any ties to Russia, and the hacking of the election. And let me touch on the hacking real quick. Let me touch on this hacking part. I've been meaning to touch on this for weeks now, and now that we're kind of like relatively on the subject, and we got 5 minutes left. Hacking.
Ready?
Yes. Hacking. Interfering with the elections. People. No one in Russia actually sat there and like changed votes and did stuff to swing the election to one person.
Yeah.
No, what they did was they played on the intelligence of the American people by releasing emails, you know, the propaganda game, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So for some of the commentary that I have been seeing on social media saying that, oh, Russia's hacked our elections and everything else, not in the least sense. If you was too silly enough to do your due diligence
as an
American citizen with the right to vote and everything else and do your homework on the candidates and everything else, it would be immaterial and irrelevant what other outside sources are throwing out there at you to try to sway your mindset on that particular candidate.
Exactly.
So to say that, you know, there is this great crime that was committed is insanity in itself. So let's stop the madness with that. And if you failed, if you got swayed to vote for one person or another based on what you saw in the media versus doing your own due diligence homework on that candidate and making an informed decision based on the things that you have researched for yourself, then you failed yourself and you failed the rest of the American people. So that's what I have to say about that. And I'm done on that topic on this whole hacking crap. And so the next time I see somebody say some crap about hacking, I'm going to probably scream and cuss you out. I'm just throwing it out there. Honey, go ahead. We're going to close out the show. Got anything else to say?
No, I don't have anything else to say, because one thing that we promote on this show, and if you know us in person, one thing that we always promote is, you know what, you can hear from us, but don't take it from us. Do your own research.
Absolutely.
Do your own research. And there are several times that, you know, if, let's say, because when we talk, it's not scripted, so we'll talk. And, you know, I do have a vast amount of knowledge, and so does Randy. But you know that we've often called on, hey, fact checker out there, you know, let us know if we're on the right path or not. So it's up to you to do your own research. And anything that comes of something negative happening because you didn't do your own research, and you just have to take responsibility for it.
Right.
Now, one thing that I did want to bring up. We don't have enough time. Okay, so.
Talk fast.
Because we really don't have enough time. We really don't. But to my brother, Brian Mincy, that's out there, I don't know if he's watching. If he's not, then that's fine. He'll catch up sometime. But he did have questions about the Electoral College, and I really
want to touch base on that. We'll cover that next week.
Yeah, we'll cover it next week. But personally, you know, we'll talk about it. But he did have a great question about the Electoral College, and we definitely want to get it out there.
Yep.
So Randy's going to go ahead and close it out. I do want everyone to know that we weren't able to get in contact with our winner of the POP program.
I'm going to send that out tomorrow. I'm sorry. I did promise you at the beginning of the week I was going to get that this week, but definitely tomorrow morning I'm going to get my tail up and go around the corner to the post office and get that out to you.
And
so,
we want everyone to just, once again, have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day. I know
Happy
I kind of got off on the POS mothers, but for all the other ones, Happy Mother's Day. And please stay tuned. Randy and I have a lot of wonderful things in store for you really soon.
Yep. And with that being said, please follow. Thank you for tuning in, first off, tonight. And please send your questions, comments, and whatever else, you know, ideas for future shows or what have you. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at rperm. You can shoot me an email, rperm@gmail.com. You can follow my other 3, 4, or 5 pages I got going on out there. You probably got requests from me. Go ahead and follow them, because I actually post different content to each one. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close the show. Good night. God bless you all, and we will see you all next week.
Next week.
Are we gonna go on next week?
Next week will be the last week.
All right.
Stay tuned for more things to come. Good night
next
and
week.
God
Good
bless.
Night.